The Gemara says in Shavuot, Abchafim Aveiz. Omer Bala Ba'ava, Noshim Chayyavis V'Kiddush Shayyam Yidavad Tayyar. Noshim Achayyav and Kiddush of Shabbos is a mitzvah saying the Torah, Zoch Hashem Shabbos Akachay, to make Kiddush of Shabbos. Kiddush Friday night is mitzvah their Isa. And the Gemara says that Noshim women Achayyav in this mitzvah, even though Lachayyav is a mitzvah saying Shazman Grama, it's a mitzvah telling the time, it's only in Shabbos, so we know a klal that a mitzvah Lisa say, if it's in a Aveir, then even if it's telling the time, Noshim Achayyav. But if it's mitzvah say, positive mitzvah, then if it's mitzvah seishman grama, nashim arpata. So why are nashim chayiv in kiddush? So the Gemara says a drasha, the yom akura zoch v'shama. The Gemara makes a hekish. The Torah says zoch shem shabbos akashay, which is the mitzvah of kiddush, and the Torah says shama shem shabbos akashay, which is the aveirus of Shabbos, not to do malach on Shabbos. And the Gemara dashens, Rashi explains that zoch v'shama b'diva echad nemru. Since they said b'diva echad, it's a hekish, and we dashen kol sheyeshnim b'shmir yeshnim b'schira. Whoever is chayiv in shomer shem shabbos akadshay is chayiv in zochah shem shabbos akadshay. Since noshim are chayiv in shomer shem shabbos akadshay, they're chayiv in aveiros of Shabbos, so many of the chayiv in the midst of kiddush also. Yes, Gemara Shavuos. The Zeran in Shabbos, Perikol Kisvei, on the Gemara Daf Kaf Yiches, Amar Aleph, the Ran brings down Hashem Ben Etam, that this hekish that teaches us the noshim are chayiv on the midst of kiddush of Shabbos, Bemis teaches us the noshim are chayiv on every midst of Shabbos. All, if there are any other mitzvahs of Shabbos, including mitzvahs of Rabbanon, the Moshe Lecha Mishnah, women are chayiv on Lecha Mishnah, also the same as men. They have to be Yitzel Lecha Mishnah. Women are chayiv in Shon Shudas, in all three Shudas of Shabbos, even though Lecher these are mitzvahs of Mangrama. It's actually a famous Machlekes Rashi Tosfos in Brachos that Chacham Beis of Noshe Machayiv and mitzvahs of Rabbanon, which is Mangrama. But Tosfos and Rabbi Shainim hold that the same way women are pata from Mitzvah Deraisa Shazman Grama, they're pata from Mitzvah Derabbanan Shazman Grama. So according to that, why are women chayiv in the Suda Shabbos? Why do they have to eat Suda Shabbos and Lacha Mishnah? The reason is because of this Ran, Hashem Rebbeinu Tam. That this drasha of Zoch V'Shama, Kol Sheishna Mishmir, Yeshna Mishchira, teaches you not only Kiddush, it teaches you for all mitzvahs of Shabbos. All mitzvahs of Shabbos, Nashim Achayiv, even though it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Okay, that's the Gemara in the Ran. We learned not that long ago, famous tshuva from the Kivega and Sefer, the first tshuva, Siman Aleph, the Kivega declares, what about Sudas Yomtif? Time to Kivega, and Lecheri, this drush is only in Shabbos. The Noshim Achayiv on the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, even though it's Mangama, but the Mitzvah Saseh of Yomtif, we don't have any drushes. There's no drushes off of the Shema.
It's
a Machaikas. Simcha is a Machaikas of Bayan Abzeir. Right, that's in Rosh Hashanah at above. That's we're going to get to that. But besides that, that's a whole separate thing. But what about Lecher time of Kivega? You're right. That's a Gzeres HaKosov. One man lama has a special Gzeres HaKosov that Noshim Machayev in Simcha of Yom Tov. But in all other mitzvahs of Yom Tov time of Kivega and Lecher Noshim should be pata because the mitzvah is my grandma. And the main Noshim should be pata from Sudas Yom Tov. They always eat Sudas Yom Tov. They sit with us, eat Sudas Yom Tov time of Kivega. Either they just joining the Suda, not Mukhayyib, or it says maybe women are always machnas themselves in a mitzvah, even though they're pata. Not always, but very often. There are many mitzvahs that they're pata, like Mashalung, Venesrig, Shaifa, they come to hear Shaifa, even though they're also pata. These are all mitzvahs, Seishas Mangrama, and women come and do the mitzvahs anyway. Together, Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. As a man, the times of Kivega, the same thing, Suda Siyamtif, Lacher Nashim should be pata from. Mikahadin. And then he brings down what Ritzi was saying. The Gemara does have a machoikis, Abaye and Abzeir, if Nosha in Rosh Hashanah above, if Nosha Machayev, it's a Simchas Yamtiv. Simchas Yamtiv, the Gemara says, the Chiv to being Shamay Simcha, to eat, to bring a special carbon Shlomim, and eat from that carbon. The Gemara says, the mitzvah, maybe even today, even without Shamay Simcha, to eat any bus of a Yayin, so Lachar, Tanabi Kivega, maybe, and it's a Shan how we paskin. So the Lecha Mishnah, Tupshatim and the Rambam, it's not very a little bit unclear how we pass it, if Noshim Achayiv in the midst of Simcha Yom Tov. Especially the Sakasav, Noshim Achayiv in the midst of Simcha Yom Tov. But time of Kivega, for Simcha, you would only have to eat Bas V'yayin. There'd be no Indian to have a Suda B'pas. That Suda B'pas, time of Kivega, is a din in Kovid Yom Tov. And he's medayik this in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, you'll see that there's two in Yonam. There's din of Simcha and Yom Tov, and there's of Kovid Yom Tov. And it seems to be very clear in the Rambam that the Suda B'Pas, that's a din of Kovid Yom Tov. And Kovid Yom Tov says it will be as they be covered on Shabbos, that should be a mitzvah of Rabbanu Shazman Grama, Nashma Papa. This is basically the Pekirei Gezuf Tuhi. It was like that Noshen should be potter from the midst of Sudas Yomtif because it's a mitzvah session on Gemara. What's the big nafkamina? The big nafkamina is if they forget Yom V'Yavai. Because we know the klal is, the Gemara says in Brochus, Tafim Tes, Zerik Apatsin Shulchan Aruch, that if you forget Yom V'Yavai or Ritzei on a Suda that you're mechuyiv to eat, that the Yom is mechayiv a Suda, then Haskarsi Yom is ma'akid. The Moshe on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if we forget Yom V'Yavai, men, we have to bench over. And Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyuv Suda, there's no real Chiyuv Suda, men, if you forget Yom V'Yavai and Rosh Chodesh, don't bench over. As a male, at times, it's very good that Noshim, if they forget Yom V'Yavai and Yom Tov, it's a Moshe G'chidish, which doesn't say in Poskim. But the Kveger says, if they forget Yom V'Yavai and Yom Tov, it'll be like a man forgetting Yom V'Yavai and Rosh Chodesh. They're not Mechiyuv in the Suda, men, they don't bench over. That's basically the Kveger. We spoke about it more. Not that long ago, but today I just wanted to say over a different kasha. There's a kasha in Sefer Zichron Shmuel from Shmuel Zosky in Siman Bei Zayin. Shmuel Zosky is a kasha that according to Bekveges Cheshbon that Noshma Pata from any mitzvah save Yom Tov because it's a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov because it's a mitzvah of Zman Grama L'chayyur, but for that reason they should be Pata from Malachus Neris and Yom Tov also. On Shabbos, the reason why they're mechuyiv on halakas neiris, the mitzvah d'rabbanan to madlik ner Shabbos, is the same thing like the Ran says. The Ran says the same thing that they're mechuyiv in all mitzvahs d'rabbanan of Shabbos. It's a special hekesh of zocha v'shama. But by Yom Tov, we're back to the svar of the kivega. By Yom Tov, you don't have this hekesh, and by Yom Tov, they're potter from sudas Yom Tov, and they're potter from kavod Yom Tov. The chayyur should be potter from halakas neiris also. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, maybe they're just doing it anyway, the way they do all other mitzvahs. The kasha is, how do they make a bracha according to the mechava? We know that there's a famous machlokes, the mechava in the Ramah, and the machlokes, the menhagim of Ashkenaz and Tzfat. If Noshim, when they do mitzvahs, they're not mechuyiv in them, they take an esrog, should they make a bracha? So Ramah says they can make a bracha also, even though they're not really mechuyiv, and how do they say, Asher Kishon Mesesu Tzivonu, on the Tinas Lulm of how they make these brachas and on Shefa, but the Ramah says they could make a bracha. Some famous machagas and Taisus also. Sorry. But the Mechava passing that they don't make a bracha. They don't. So over here, the kasha is over here. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, but it's halach in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechava paskens that is a chiv to be madlik near Shabbos, and over there the Mechava says shmagim near Yom Tov also, and the Mechava says echer anoshim becher anoshim. The chiv is on men and women, and the Mechava says you make a bracha. And the theme of Shulchan Aruch is mashma that Yom Tov also you make a bracha. The kasha is why would Noshim make a bracha on halachas near Yom Tov if they're not mechuyev? That's Shmuel Zosky's kasha. I saw in a sefer Yunim Balocha Chel Bei Simi Gimel Hanaftar Hanafei. He wants to add on to this kasha. He says the minig is the Shulchan Aruch says again that the chiv of Lokas Ne Shabbos and Lokas Ne Yom Tov is really a chiv on everybody. It's a little bit of a mistake. Maybe people don't realize this, but if you go through Shulchan Aruch Simi Reis Hamakimel, you learn the halachas of halachas ne Shabbos and halachas ne Yom Tov, you'll see the chiv really is on everybody. Every person in the house is mechuyev to madlik ne. Now, but then you can't have everybody light in there, so you have one person light for everybody. The chiv is really in every single room. People think it's just by the table or candles. It's not true. The chiv is mamash in every single room that you would enjoy having a light. The room that the light would bother you, a bedroom where people sleep, that taka yirat mechiv. But any room that you would enjoy a light, and it's taka, some people that are trying to save money, they keep certain lights off on Shabbos, it's wrong. If it's a room that you walk into, and you enjoy having a light, you mechiv have a light. And lechari, we yetzid this chiv with electric lights also. That's how we yetzid this chiv. And we make the bracha on the final two candles that we light right before Shabbos by the table. But the etzem chiyuv is on men and on women. And what's the reason why, if one person is going to be mitzi, the whole family, what's the reason why a woman does it? So the Rambam says the reason is, Mnei Shehim Betsuya Seisa. Because then Betsuya is to be in the house at that time. Since Lich Bench is normally done right before Shkia, and the reason it's not done much earlier is Pashut. If you would do it too early, the candle will not last. The oil maybe won't last. So you can't light before. And men, they normally go to shul earlier for mincha. They should go to shul earlier. You see from here, you should be in shul earlier, way before Lech Benchen. So that's the reason why. It seems that was the takana d'rabbanan. They said women should light. Other person say a different reason. The reason is because he covered Irish Olam. Because the Chetarishan was from a woman that was going Misa to the belt. For Kapara for that, we gave women this mitzvah that they should light Nes Shabbos. He covered Irish Olam, so she has this mitzvah to light Nes Shabbos. But the kasha is, that would be, make all these reasons would make sense if everything was equal, men and women were equal. But if women are really not mechuyev in halakas ne yomtif, the way we're saying it, it's a mitzvah shizman grama, why would you have the mitzvah done by someone who's ain't a mitzvah v'isa? Why would they do the mitzvah and not give it to a man who's mitzvah v'isa? That's the way I saw this, the kasha in the sefer. And I think the kasha should be even asked even bigger. Because the chari, the way we're explaining, I never really understood how this works, but the isha is being moitzi the men. I'm not so sure she's being moitzi the men, but since the chiva nakas neiris is really on everyone in the house, and we're giving it to one person to light, the chari, that person is being moitzi everyone. I'm not sure if it's within shlichas, we're not a mana, isha, we don't tell her be moitzi me. We don't even stand there when she makes the bracha, we're not so makbid on that, to stand there and it's amen. That could be for different reasons. There's a famous text in Sukkah that Chama Chesam Bey says that it's zingo milso to be yitzah bracha from a lady. Then there's also, we once spoke about this, Machsa Shekel and Simon Taflam Abeis on the Magen Avraham Sifkan Vav, who says that when a shliach has a mitzvah for you, there's no chiv on the person being yitzah to make a birchas a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham and the Machsa Shekel clad this. If someone's being mitzvah you in a mitzvah, who makes the bracha? Should you make the bracha? So the Machshuk says, no, if you're not doing the mitzvah, having someone be mitzvah you, then you don't make a bracha. So maybe that's where we don't have to stand there. But I'll go upon them, if the lady's being mitzvah.
The Shabbos is doing the mitzvah itself. That's where the
Shmiras is
not mitzvah. But
the Shabbos,
forget
the Shabbos.
She's doing
it for herself. Okay, it's fine. She makes the bracha. Okay, but maybe we want to be yitzvah the bracha. I'm not sure if it works with shlichas, but akuponim, definitely, in Lecheria, we have a cloud in Moses and Brochus, that someone's not mechuyib, but cannot be moitzi someone who is mechuyib. So how could the Isha be moitzi everyone in the house with alakas neiris? We're being yitzah, alakas neiris of yomtiv, with the Isha, with the mother, what she's being malik, with the wife is being malik. But in Lecheria, if this cheshman is right, that's really mitzvah sejus mangrama, and nashma pata, so how are we yitzah, alakas neiris from an Isha? So I was thinking from all these kashas, I'm thinking that Bemis the takana of halakas neiris on Shabbos and halakas neiris on Yom Tov, was it one takana or was it two separate takanas? Pashas was two separate takanas. Chazal masakin on Shabbos to malak neiris, Chazal masakin on Yom Tov to malak neiris. But Maisa, maybe this is how to say the whole takana was one takana. Chazal masakin, one takana, where there is no minyan hamitzvahs in the Rabbanans. But if you were counting the number of mitzvahs to Rabbanan, would this be counted as one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs? The mitzvah of the malak on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that two separate takanas or is it one big takana? And I want to bring a few rayas to it. One ray is a penalty. He brings down from the Shingles Yavetz, and other places can bring it down also. He says that the minig is Noshim, the Eskeni lady, or the Eskas sometimes, they all make a Shachyanu when they light Ne Yamtif. They light Chatlokas Ne Yamtif to make a Shachyanu. But Tainet of Kivege, B'Shem the Shingles Yavetz, that this bracha that they make a shechinu in the yisoid, it has no mocker. They say it's not mentioned by any poisik basamcha. Nobody, even the ones that are very the poiskim that bring down very detailed halachas of all the brachas that we make in all the brachas of mitzvahs. Nobody says to make a shechinu by halachas neyamtif. And they say it's wrong. Basically, they should not be making shechinu. He says only the shenas yavet says ein limchais biyodim cheskas yad. But we don't tell them not to. We let them do it. And then a lot of times women get a little confused what to make a shechiyonu. Basically, you make a shechiyonu by Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, and on Shemini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov. So Shemini Atzeres, you make a shechiyonu. Simple story. Also, Yom Tov Sheni make a new. The only time you don't make a shechiyonu is the second day's Pesach. Second day's Pesach is a continuation of the first days. But on the regular Yom Tov, a lot of times in my house, you know, if my wife asks me, do we make a shechiyonu? I always say, women make a shechiyonu. I don't want to say yes, because Maisa, I know it's Vikirega that says that you're really not supposed to, but Vikirega just says that the Maisa women do it and we let them do it. So when I get asked, should you make a Shechiyanu? My answer is, women make a Shechiyanu, if they besides the second day Pesach. Oh, but the question was, what's the reason? I mean, the Pesachim are saying that you don't make a Shechiyanu on Lachas Ne Yom Tov, but why not? We know the klal is, the Gemara says, and Tesis explains in Sukkah, that any mitzvah habom is man azman, any mitzvah that comes from time to time, it's not a daily mitzvah. We don't make a shachin on tefillin or tzitzis that we do every day. But for a mitzvah that comes from time to time, and it's a mitzvah shel simcha, we make a shachinu. So why wouldn't you make a shachinu on this mitzvah? A mitzvah habanan also we make a shachinu. Why wouldn't you make a shachinu on this mitzvah? The shingle service, if you look inside, today it's printed on the side of Kivega and the Pesach Hagilion, the Matek, the whole tshuva. He seems to say that there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, when a person builds a sukkah in time of the Gemara, mevach shachianu. It's interesting. In times of the Gemara, when a person built the sukkah, he made a shachianu. And he didn't even make a shachianu again when it came Yom Tov. When it came Kiddush, even though he made a sukkah a few days before, when you made Kiddush, night of sukkah, so you didn't, because that shachianu that you made when you built the sukkah, that went on the whole Yom Tov. This explains, because sukkah machfasachakasi, since you built the sukkah for Yom Tov, that shachianu parted your whole Yom Tov from a shachianu. And for some reason, we don't do it that way. We don't make a shachinu when we build a sukkah. We make a shachinu on Yom Tov itself. The men and Master Shekel wants to say the same thing over here. The women, they want to make a shachinu on the mitzvah before Yom Tov. We don't do it that way. We do it by Yom Tov, by Kiddush. But that time is a little bit schwer, because first of all, you have to know the reason why we stop doing what the Gemara says to make a shachinu b'shach binyan sukkah when you make the sukkah. And also, that halacha is a clear halacha. So this halacha should also be pretty clear in Paiskim to make a shachianu b'shach halachas neyus. Also, if you look in Shem Siavitz, his main tain is that none of the Paiskim bring it down. He wants to know why none of the Paiskim bring down this halacha to make a shachianu on halachas ney yamtif. But the way we're saying, if you want to say that it was all one takana, halachas ney shavitz, halachas ney yamtif, that would be a very good teretz. But the reason why you don't make a bracha is because it's not a new mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah bo mizman hazman. A mitzvah that's done every single week, that's too often. And this mitzvah on Halakas Ne'yam Tov, on Moshe, this Wednesday, on Shana, we just did it a few days before, on Friday. You're doing it every single week, that's why you don't make a shachinu. A b'iraya from here, exactly, you don't make a shachinu, that the person was saying, make a dinu, make a shachinu, b'iraya, that it's all one takana. I'm saying, since it's all one takana, and you don't make a shachinu on Shabbos, because that's not spaced out enough, it's not so far away, you don't make a shachinu on Yom Tov either, because it's all one mitzvah.
The person says you don't make a shachinu, they don't talk about
it. No, it's not really clear, that's what I'm saying. A little bit smash for the saying, it seems to be like sukkah, but it's not really clear what the reason is.
So that answers the Shmuel
Lazowski's
question.
Oh, well, we're going to get that, right. But let me just say another few rayas. Another raya I want to bring was, there's a famous Ramah, in Simri Samakim, the Ramah says that when you Mavlik Nesh or Shabbos, when you do Luch Benchen, normally by every mitzvah you make the bracha Oivan Asiyasa. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But by Luch Benchen, when you Mavlik Nesh, you do Faket. First you do the mitzvah, you light the candles, and afterwards they make the bracha. And the reason is because if you would make the bracha before you Mavlik Nesh, then you couldn't, that's being Makabal Shabbos. You couldn't be Mavlik Nesh afterwards, it'd be too late. You can't be Makabal Shabbos and then light the Nesh, you can't light a fire on Shabbos. So therefore, we give up bracha oivan asiyasa. We make the bracha. We light first. We do the mitzvah first. Then we make the bracha afterwards. That's the Ramah. But by Yom Tov, the drisha, right? The Ramah doesn't talk about Yom Tov, but the drisha writes b'shem imoy, b'shem his mother. Interesting. It was a lady who was machashus halacha. She wanted to say this should only be halacha by Shabbos. But by Yom Tov, you don't have a problem. By Yom Tov, you can do it properly. By Yom Tov, you should first make the bracha. And then you should do the mitzvah. You should make the bracha Eivon Asiyos, and you're always supposed to make the bracha mitzvah before the mitzvah. Do the bracha first, and then do the mitzvah. And it won't be a problem, because in Yom Tov you can light a fire. You can take from an existing light and eat it on, and light the fire. It won't be a problem. That's the Jisha B'Shem Imei. The Magen Avraham brings down this Jisha, and he writes, Ein Chochma B'Noshim. He writes, women don't have Chochma. And he says, Loi Plug Chazal. Loi Chukku Chazal. He says, Loi Plug. Since by Shabbos, the way we do it is we light first, we do mitzvah first, and then we make the bracha. The same thing, but Yom Tov also, Loi Plug. That's the Magen Avraham. The Dagom Avava answers back to Magen Avraham, you can't say Loi Plug over here because it's a different Nusach HaBracha. On Shabbos, he's saying Hag Nesha Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, he's saying Hag Nesha Yom Tov. However, what I didn't understand was the whole Magen Avraham to begin with. Why would you say Loi Plug over here? It's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Yom Tov, if they're two separate mitzvahs, what's pasul loy plug? Over here you do it this way, and over here you do it.
The ma'aseh
is
the same.
What? Yeah, but.
The
ma'aseh
is the same. You should
probably
make a mistake.
Yeah, but you don't. It's hard to think of an example, Chayes, you know. Okay. Yeah, your Chanukah is also the same. The Chanukah and Chanukah is also like, in Chanukah you make the bracha first and then you light. So I was thinking that and even the Magen Avraham doesn't argue with the light plug. The Magen Avraham just wants to say the fact that it's a different bracha, that makes the light plug. So I'm thinking that in this Magen Avraham, you see the Magen Avraham held this far, that it was all one mitzvah. Halakas Neshav, Halakas Neyamtiv, it's all one takana. That's why I passed by it light plug. It was all one takana, it's all one mitzvah. Chazal Masakan and Yamtiv and Shabbos should have light. That's that would be that would pass on that to say holy plug.
What's the reason behind it?
Oh, so that's the Gemara Shabbat says Mishum Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis not
an Emet? Is that what Shalom Bayis? Well, the Emet says you have to understand if it's a someone wants to ask them. I was thinking also well, that's something else. The Scribe is Medak and Rama is the Kovet Shabbos or Einik Shabbos. But nicely, most of the Shalom Bayis. But you have to understand, if Chazal was so worried about Shalom Bayis, why were they only Misakan and Shabbos and Yom Tov? They should make the Kona every night, stop fighting, and every night make light in there. Make sure you have light on every single night.
Because you could put it on.
And Yom Tov?
You can't.
Why not?
Oh, you mean because you could light from one there to the other?
But then make sure you put it on. Don't be cheap. Don't be cheap. Make sure you make
it on.
Make sure you put it on.
Right.
The Teretz is, I think, my advice to is it wasn't a real Shalom Bayis issue that Chazal was so worried about Shalom Bayis that they were mechayev you to have light in the house every night. It was just they wanted extra Shalom Bayis. They wanted us to have covered Shabbos and Shabbos to have this extra Shalom Bayis of having light. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or the Tam is one Tam, but
put down clothes.
So you're saying well, so Tam Sav is Mustab is all one gazer, all Mustam on Takana.
Put down the Ferish that says Kovet Shabbos.
Right. But the Kovet Shabbos is to have Shalom Bayis, to have extra Shalom Bayis. That's what you see from here. But upon them, this is also Mashma that there was all one Takana. And another Raya is Agamah Dangai Plug Shayangai Heshugu Shayla. What would be the din? The halacha is, and the Mishur brings down from Paiskim that, like we said before, by halachas Ner Shabbos, for example, once you light Neris, you're Makabal Shabbos. Once you make the bracha Makabal Shabbos. What about if someone knows they have to do malacha after the Lechmenshin? A lady knows she has to travel. It's a Dov and Nachutz, and she has to travel after the Lechmenshin, after she goes. So the Paiskim say you can make it tonight. You could make it tonight that you're not Makabal Shabbos with Lechmenshin. And you could bench Lech. And you bench lift, you make a bracha, and you say you're not makabel Shabbos, and then you're allowed to go in a car, right? And they will do a nachas, do melacha. I was clearing. That's what the pesuk says. You're allowed to do davin nachas. I was clearing. What about a man, a mole man, his wife's not there, and he has to bench lift. We're not used to, but he has to bench lift, and he didn't have a mincha yet. And maybe the right way would be to have a mincha first, and with a minion, and then bench lift. But on lamaisa, he has no minion early, and he has a minion after you know, before shkia. So can he make this tonight? Is that what he should do? Should he be madlik ner Shabbos, make a bracha, and make this tonight? I'm not makabel Shabbos, so he should be able to have a mincha. Because if he's makabel Shabbos, then he won't be able to be makabel mincha.
I think by men, there's no such din that it's kabbal Shabbos.
Really?
His kabbal Shabbos is
later
by a lady, because that's the way she's
makabel Shabbos. Oh, that's why the stum is that way? Yeah, I'm not sure.
The stum is that they all like, they go stum.
Yeah.
It's still makes noise. I think that the lady of this is not a kabbal Shabbos.
You don't even have to
lady,
say it.
By the lady, but she doesn't go to shul. So that's her kabbal Shabbos.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Okay. Okay. Anyway, a third raya I wanted to bring is just from the fact that in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha in Simrish Samach Gimel Sif Hei is the only place we find the mitzvah of halachas ne Yom Tov. It's all one halacha. Mechav Paskins that Echad Ish Echad Isha should be madlik ner on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and it's not mentioned halachas Yom Tov at all. It's only mentioned in one. The whole din of halachas ne Yom Tov is only mentioned together with halachas ne Shabbos and halachas Shabbos, which is a little bit telling, a little bit mashma that it was all one takana. Somebody wants to bring another right with the fact that we light two neiros also on Yom Tov. Today the minhag is to light for everyone in the mishpacha, but Akala, when she first gets married, her and her husband, they light two neiros on Yom Tov also. And the reason why we light two neiros, Bechlau on Shabbos is brought down, is one for Zocha and one for Shama. For Zocha and Shama. But somebody asked me this question, so why in Yom Tov do they light two neiros? You don't have Zocha and Shama on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov maybe you should light just one there. The Teretz is, if you say it was all one takana, and the takana said you should light two neirs for the Shabbos part of the takana, remain that way, you light two neirs for the Yom Tov part of the takana also. But al kaponim, if we say this chiddush, there was all.
Is there any way that you should light two neirs for Shabbos? We do it, but it says
anyway. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but the. Okay, but there's definitely after the minig.
Came
habit. So that's okay, but if you know it is, all want to come, it would also be a test discussion. But Rabbam, this is the answer to Shmuel Zotsky's kasha. Why are Nashim Chayiv in the midst of a Lakas Ne'er Yomtev if it's a mitzvah Shman Gerom? But Teretz is, since it's all one takana together with Shabbos, since the Chayiv and the Shabbos part, the way the Ran says B'Shem B'Nitam, because it's all Nichlal and the Hekesh, Zoch V'Shem B'Libe Echor, the Mishneshim B'Shmir, Yeshim B'Shir, is a meaning of the Chayiv and the Yomtev part also, because they're Nichlal and the takana because of the part that as the Hekesh of Zoch V'Shem. That way answer all the kashas. There's a famous shayla that the Achrenim speak about that if women make shachinu by lokas ne yomtiv, then l'chayr they're not mechuyev in shachinu by kiddush. They made already shachinu by yomtiv. There's a meila when they answer amen to the shachinu by kiddush, that's a chayr hefsek in kiddush because it wasn't a part of kiddush that they were mechuyev in. So if they made okay, but you hear someone else's brach in the middle of kiddush, you say it's amen. Let's say if someone's mitzi to you, what? If someone's mitzi wants to be mitzi to you with a shahakal, you guy makes a shahakal and you say amen, like a bar for your goffin and you say amen. And then before you drink, you overhear a guy make a face, a bracha on a mezuzah, and you answer amen. Would that be a hefsek? Would you be allowed to drink? Oh, but they do drink. Yeah, but Achren, they drink without a bracha. They're all yotze al barpi yagofen. Now, with barpi yagofen and then you yotze kiddush is not a problem because that's all the seyed habracha. That's considered not a hefsek. When it's all part of the seyed habracha, it's not a hefsek. But this extra amen, they're interesting. It's like answering somebody's bracha chveis in the middle of a mezuzah or something else.
Why are you telling us about the hefsek because she's going to drink?
Yes. How do they all drink?
Because until you drink, until the man drinks, it's also not finished. So she has to wait to be
masked with
her until the
marriage. But they do. But the Kasha is, how do they drink? They do drink. How do they drink without a bracha? What bracha? They were yesed by your goffin. But now they have a hefsek. They answered amen to some bracha, which has nothing to do with anything. You made an amen to some other bracha. Guys, actually, yes, to some other bracha. You can't do that.
Well, let's say they won't drink it.
Maybe it wouldn't be a problem, I hear. Maybe it would also be a problem with hefsek. I'm not getting involved with that, but I'm asking right now on this part, because normally shachin is at the very end, but at the very end. But how do they drink would be the problem, right? So I was thinking maybe an eitzah for this. They don't really, people don't do this, but maybe an eitzah would be to tell the lady, nice when you make a shachin on halakas neiris, the shachin goes on the mitzvah of halakas neiris, shayamtif, and also goes on yamtif. But you could tell her to be mechaven bedafka, not to be yotzei v'yamtiv. Make your bracha only in the mitzvah of nachas nei yamtiv, and don't be yotzei v'yamtiv, and then you'll be yotzei later by kiddush. The problem is, it's going to be hard to explain this to a lady. It's not going to happen, what? Yeah, but if they're not mechuyev in shachin, they're yotzei already. This is like, I don't know if you like my yotzei or not, but another problem with my yotzei is it could be the whole shachin or yomtiv, according to the poskim, was never on halakas neiris to begin with. The whole shachin to begin with was on yomtiv.
Right.
So for sure it's not going to work.
That's the Pesach, they don't make shachin.
Right. Right.
The shachin is on the yomtiv, not on the neiris. If you're on the neiris,
you mean you can't be mechalak? You can't make a shachin on Lachas Neiris without shachin going in the yomtiv also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this seems to be a problem. This would be another problem with the fact that they make a shachin. But the nice emechem yodam and vayba do make a shachin. That's what they do. But
they make a shachin and they say, "Oh, my lemush tuts adam." Doesn't lemush have a shul?
There's a hatz. I know the Makar Kodesh is famous. Or Zalman Meltzer talks about it. I think he was the first one to taste the kasha. I think Zalman was the first one. Makar Kodesh brings it down from him. What? Sorry.
They say the same of the mitzvah. They say
first. They do say, "I mean, no one tells them not to." I mean.
No.
Really? Some women don't say. Some women don't say amen. Yeah, because of this problem?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard? You know me?
Yeah. For years I was
telling
not to say amen because I heard that this problem.
It's not so posh. It's not the amen to a bracha. You know.
You have a cheshbon.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. The Kavod Slichas is going to speak a little bit about the Yigim Amidas. Okay. We say in Slichas and Yom Neroyim, we say Yigim Amidas of Hashem Hashem Kevachem Mechanu Nechapayim Vechesed Emes. The more the Gemara in Hashanah that he's dining with Beis, the Gemara says, "Omer Yehuda, bris krusel yigum amidus." You know this. There's a special bris they should make with the Klai Yisrael that he says yigum amidus, she'en achrezus reikam. The tefillah will be answered. We'll never come back with nothing. If you say yigum amidus, that tefillah will be answered. If you look in Pashkisisa by the Psukkim of the Yigum Amidus, the Eivishter says, and it's a bris that the Eivishter will always answer. But if you look at Bein Bechai, on that Pasuk in Chumash, in Pashkisisa, the Bein Bechai gives two conditions for it. First of all, he says, he brings down this Gemara, Ein Tfing Osse Chesers Rekam, but he says, Elam Kein Hoi Biyodei Averis Shemakvaseh, except if he had a Averis that a Makiv. There is such a person that can say Yigum Amidus, and Rachman's son, his Tfing is not in Skabal. He has certain Averis that a Makiv. And he says the second tonight, he says, has to be also, this is Murray the Gavot, Shedea Perushin, you know the Taisha of the Yigam Amidus, the Ikran, you know the Ikra of them, and Mespao Ben Bekabana, and you say Bekabana. The Gemara doesn't say that, but he's Taisha in the Gemara that the only time that the Yigam Amidus has the special schus that your Tfilah will be answered is if you say Bekabana and you know Pshat in it. The first tonight that he says, Ein Biyodei Averis, that's the big Pachad, because who could say Rahman Son, he doesn't have Averis? But I don't think he means Stam Averis. I think he means certain Averis Miyuchodim, which are Ma'akev. I mean, if a person is, Chazal say, Asher Mishachotah, Mishachotah Yoshev Yimchol, a person does Tshuva, they should be Merchon, a person comes, he's doing Tshuva, and he's saying, you're going to meet this, and it's not special Averis Miyuchodim, I think the Gemara does apply that Ein Tfing Osech says, Reikam Peshur, by person doesn't have a various to be tenekos shabes rabban. Children, maybe in yeshivas, they should special teach the kids yigum amidus. They should know what they're saying. They should have this chus because they are people without chet. That tefillah could do a lot for Klal Yisrael. But it's certain various miuchodim which are ma'akev this tefillah, and it's not. I don't know. It's a tzarchim which various they are. But if a person is doing tshuva and he says yigum amidus, he has this meridigas chus. What the Chazal say that this tefillah would not be chazirekam. Then the Bein Bechai, he says, and Mordechai the Gevart also, he writes Mordechai Goloshin, he says, V'hini v'zman hazeh, today, shanach nishirim begolos, we're in golos, v'ingo no koin godol mechapa chataseinu. We have no koin godol to mechapa naveres. V'loi mizbeach v'hakev v'lof kabonis. We have no mizbeach v'hakev kabonis. V'loi beis amikdash in Svangal v'sech. We don't have the beis amikdash of Davin inside. Loi nishangon v'fnei Hashem. It doesn't remain for us before Hashem. Built the imtfing aseinu v'yugim v'midoisav. The only thing we have left is to Davin v'yugim and to say v'yugim v'midas. When we touch Yigum Amidus Engel, the modern Siddur Tfilah, because Racha Mesa then a Kol Yisrael. From Yigum Amidus, you can learn the whole Derech HaTfilah. That's the Moedig HaSkum of the Yigum Amidus. And Mamash takes the place. It's what we have left with no Kohen Gadol and no Beis Hamikdash. So it's kedai to go through a little bit the Taitch, I think, of Yigum Amidus. So just to go through the Kitzah, there's a the Rebbein Rechai explains the Taitch of the words. And there's also Taisus Rosh Hashanah that he's Zayim Rebeis. With also this big Haggah on the side of the Taisus, that also from one of the Bali Taisus that explains the Yigum Amidus. To begin with, you have to know when the Yigum Amidus starts off with Hashem Hashem, Kevach Mechanu. We see Hashem's name twice. So the Machoik is two Shittas in Taisus, if the first Hashem is part of Yigum Amidus or not. Rabbi Natam says it is part of Yigum Amidus. Rabbi Natam says that even though you're saying Hashem Hashem twice, the first one, first of all, he explains Hashem is Midas Arachman. We know that. Elokim is Midas Adin. We don't say Elokim when we say Yigum Amidus. We're asking for Rachman. We don't say Elokim at all. We say Hashem, Hashem Adonus. That's Midas Rachman. And the first Hashem, it's like the Gemara over there says, Ani Hashem Kodim Shiyechta, the Rachman. The first Hashem is before you do an Aver, the Eivish is Rachmanus on us. And the second Hashem is Vani Merachim Lacha Shiyechta. The Eivish is Merachim even after Yechta. The Hagoyis HaTosis brings down that the Shem HaDenus is Midas Rachamim. It's a mashal of an Odah in a master. He basically has to take care of the people under him. If you're going to be a master and you have slaves or anyone under you, you have to take care of them. That's the Rachmanis Devish that takes care of all of us. But then HaTosis brings down from Benin Nissim the second sheet that the first Hashem is not one of you going to be this. The first Hashem. Yeah, you still need Rachmanis. So you don't have Tzchusim. You didn't have a bear, but why is it coming to you anything? Yeah, okay. Okay, but Nissim learns that the first Hashem is not from Yigum Amidus. It's like a Kriya. It's calling Hashem. We start off Hashem, and he even says if you look in the truck, on the Psukim and Kisis, so there's a Psik if Hashem. It's like Hashem, then we say Yigum Amidus. We're calling Hashem first, and then we say Yigum Amidus. And what's the Cheshvan Yigimel? He divides the Netzachesel Alafim into two parts. Netzachesel is one Midah. Hashem watches, remembers the Chesed for time afterwards. And Alafim is the second Midah. Alafim is the Midah of Hashem, the Ruba Midah Tevim or Midah Peronius. The Midah Tov is more the Midah Purani. It's like Rashi and Makas brings down. The Chavkim Omer Alaf Rashi says that Nitzchesel Alafim, a Midah Alafim is 2,000. So Hashem watches Chusim for 2,000 Dairis. And Rashi has another Pshat, it might be a Loshana forever. Alafim might be thousands of years forever, but it's at least 2,000 Dairis. But Mashenkin by Averis, the Pasuk says, Poikin Oven Oven Albanois, Ashilation Rebeim. Averis only go down 3 or 4 generations. So how much more is 2,000 than 3 or 4? It's 500 times more. So you see that Midah Tov is 500 times more than Midah Pranis. So that's the Midah of Alafim. The Avish does Midah Tov 500 times or more than Midah Pranis. The Rabbeinu B'chai explains the Midas HaRachamim, his lashon is, it's Midas HaRachamim b'loy she'ela, even without asking. That's the Shem Hashem, that we ask Hashem to have achronos us, even what we don't ask. We ask for a lot of things, but even what we don't ask, give us. And he gives a mashal, it's ka'av racham on shem rachim abunayim, like a father who has achronos on a son, v'yedeim boi mashutzach, a father knows what a son needs, v'noysu na'vili she'yishrim menu, and he gives him without him even asking. The boy doesn't ask for supper every day, he's always waiting for him, he always has food waiting for him. The father knows what he wants, and the father gives him what he needs, even without asking. That's the first midah that we ask Hashem. Have achmonis without us even asking. The second midah, kale, that we say, Hashem Hashem kale, Rabbeinu Chai explains, that's the midah of slich v'sheila. He brings a pasuk, kale noise yising lahem, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. I'm not sure how you see it in the pasuk, but he says, kale is the midah that now we're asking Hashem, when we ask for slich, Hashem should give us slich, should give us mechila. The midah of racham mechanon, yeah, to carry, carrying with of it, right here, okay. Midas Racham Echanan, the Ben Bechai explains that it's Slicha Bisha'ela with Tshuva and Yisurim. Then we're asking Hashem to also, the Tansal Pasha, that we should have Slicha even with Tshuva and Yisurim, but we're asking we should have even with Tshuva and Yisurim. And he brings down Psukim, Pasuk says in Devarim, Kika Racham Hashem Lekechel Yapachav Noyashisecha. It's also Pasuk in Tehillim, Hu Achum Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis. So Tainet Ben Rechai, Behu Achim Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis, is Mashma, that Racham is with some Hashchasa. There'll be some Yisurim, but it won't be Hashchasa Lagamri. Behu Achim Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis, he won't do it completely, but there will be some Yisurim. That's that Midah. The Midah of Erech HaPayim, Ben Rechai explains, is the Midah which is Kehlon Tzadikim and Rishayim. That the Evesh Zerech HaPayim, it's really two, might be two Midas, one for Tzadikim, one for Rishayim. They bring down a beautiful Yishami. They say the Yishami Taiches, and it's Tagum Muklas also, on Erech HaPayim, Yishami Taiches, Machik Regez. He makes far away the anger, which is really not the simple Taich. Erech HaPayim is normally like pushing off the time. But they see Solosha not just a pushing off the time, giving patience before the af happens, before the anger happens. It's Machik Regez, and pushes it far away. And they give a mushal to a Melech who had a legion of an army of police. That would, in case the Bnei Medina would do a chet against the Melech, would do something bad against the Melech, this special police force, the secret police, was their job was to punish them, punish the people. What the Melech did was, he told this special police force to stay far away, like a few days' travel away from town. The reason was, in case the people in his country would sin against him, if the police would be right there, they would punish them immediately. This way, when the people sin against them, the Melech will call the police to come in to punish them, but it would take a few days for them to come. And during those few days, the people could ask Mechila, be Mephais, the Melech, and by the time the police come, the Melech will tell them, I forgave them. The same thing, Kiviyachal, Mer de Galoshin. Yishami says, see the Galoshin here. Kach Amakosh Baruch Hu, Ach Vachema, Shnei Malachi Chavolan. The Yibishtu Achmanan's son has two Malachi Chavolan, the names are Ach Vachema. Im Dorm Hemi Mi Achshav, If they're with me right now, Yisrael Machis and I see, maybe the Yidin Rachman will make me angry. They machal my son. They'll come and destroy the Yidin right away. Ela reini mishachem derech. I'm sending these malachi chavol far away. Shem yachasuni Yisrael, actually mishalech kerem himaisim tshuva niyakablim. Therefore, in case Kaisel was in a veil, they'll have time to do tshuva before the malachi chavol come. That's what Erech HaPayim is. We're asking the Eibishter to put them far away. The Einish should give us a chance to do tshuva. It should be far away. Now, for Shetzach, this whole musig of the Yishami that the Malachi Chaval are far away and it takes time for the Eibishter to call them to come, this is something which is not the real Metzius. I don't think something we can understand. It's Kabbalah de Ginyanim. I think it's more like a Loshen that, like Rashi and Chumash says, the Hazbeis HaOizen, that the ear can understand. But whatever it is, it's Indian of the Eibishter puts the punishment far away to give the Eidin a chance to do tshuva before they get the punishment. The midah of Rav Chesed, what do we have in mind by the midah of Rav Chesed? Rabbein Bechai says it's the Indian of that he says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rebbeinu Shalom that you did Chesed with Chof of Doyers from Bris Oyom Ad Matan Toyer when they had no Toyer and no Schusim. There were 26 Toyers that the world had no Schusim and no Toyer, and still they issued the Chesed. He gave them Panos and food. We ask him, give us also Panos and food without Schusim. So in the midah of the MS, then we say the MS, that's the Rebbeinu Bechai explains. The case of the Rebbeinu Shalom wins, it's not the same thing. Those Chof of Doyers that they didn't do, they had no Toyer. So there was no tain on them that they didn't have Toyer mitzvahs. But now we have Torah mitzvahs, so why aren't you doing Torah mitzvahs? So that's what we come to Eivish with the Riesh Emes. The Emes means the Indian from Chesed Shal Emes. So Rashi says in Chumash, when Yaakov Vino told Yosef Tzadik, Pashav Eichi, Sim the Yochet Tachas Yerichi, Vasisi Modi Chesed Emes, do with me a Chesed Emes, I'll not to bring you to Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. So Rashi teaches, when you do a Chesed with a mess, it's a Chesed Shal Emes. Because you're not expecting anything in return. You do a Chesed with a Chai, with a Noir person, you're expecting something in return. The mess, you're not expecting anything in return. I never understood this, Rashi, because maybe you're expecting in return the mess should be male association for you. I'm doing the chesed with the mess, I'm hoping he'll put in a good word for me in Shemayim. But Ramayim, so Rashi goes to chesed shemes. And that's basically when we say chesed emes, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom to do chesed shel emes, even though we can't pay anything back, just to do chesed with us and give us panos and everything we need. And Noitz Chesel Alofim is continuing that in case we have our own Schusim, we should have at least Schus Ovis, and the way we explained before, that Alofim is also the Mida of that Ruben Mida, Peronius Mida, Mimida, Ruben Mida, Taivim Mida, Peronius. And the final words, and Noitz Ovim Vefesh, Chodav Anakei, Ibn Machair explains, that there should be Noisi and Avain, Noisi Avain, which goes on Zdoinis, and Pesha is going on Madim, on rebellion, Chator goes on Shkogais, and Akei is Nestaris. You have to know what Nestaris means. And the Rebbeinu Bechai also explains, the order is not in order, we should say Shkogais before Zdoinis. He talks about that. It's a little bit more Mayach, but you can see it inside. I just want to say a few things also from the Shari Tshuva printed in Shulchan Aruch. So Metavkav Peyalos, the Katan Aruch, he brings some interesting things from the Achrenim on Yidu Amidus. He brings down that on Matzoy Shabbos we don't say Slichas till Eftach Hatzoyis. The reason is because of Kedusha Shabbos. You see from here, Merida Gazach, the meaning of Kedusha Shabbos on Matzoy Shabbos, like a lot of people are Noyeg to wear Big Day Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos. Why? There's an Indian from Kedusha Shabbos, even on Matzoy Shabbos, till Hatzoyis. You don't say Slichas till Hatzoyis for that reason. The Shari Tshuva then says in Moedig Hashayeg, what if a person comes as minion to say Slichus is Chatzois, so we have it. So right now he has two things to say. He has Tikkun Chatzois and Slichus. She say Tikkun Chatzois or she say Slichus. If he says Tikkun Chatzois, he's going to miss the minion. So the Shari Tshuva paskins that you should say Tikkun Chatzois. Tikkun Chatzois comes first and give up your minion, and you lose that, you have no minion for a say, and you can't say most of the Slichus without a minion. That's his psak. So why don't we all do that? Why don't we all say Tikkun Chatzois and not Slichus? I think he's talking about a person that always says Tikkun Chatzois. Person that always says Tikkun Chatzois. What? But if you have no minion. It's very hard to find something when you minion for Chatzois. You're right, but I think that's what he's talking about, but maybe. For a person that always, but you see from here the beginning of Tikkun Chatzois. Tikkun Chatzois outweighs Slichus. Then the Shari Tshuva says, you have to say it slowly, with patience, with kavana. But also you give me this without kavana. Also to say you give me this without kavana. Pelan the Shari Tshuva. Ben Bachai just said it's the big Indian and the school and the schus to say. You give me this for kavana, but the Shari Tshuva paskins also to say you give me this for kavana. You have to know what kavana is, but that's a psak. And the final thing he brings down from Achrenim is he says Yaisa toy v'yam elu in these days of elo and slichas lahabi slichas tachnuim mativa melumai. More important to say slichas than to learn. And he brings down shekain drong l'ksas rabbanim shetomer ha'isugim begufi alachus v'chiburim. He knew certain rabbanim that a whole day they would learn, they would be yosik and chiburim, I think making the svarim, they're writing svarim, and a whole day that's what they would do. B'chodesh elu ha'yam anichim ksas mesidim l'umay gisir rak tachnunim. But when came chodesh elu, was the one time a year they would close the gemara and stop a lot of learning and be busy with saying tachnunim, tehillim and slichas. Okay, I want to speak about some gedalia, we have in the papers here, but it's late, I'm sorry. Okay, chesim b'tayva, good to mention you.